And now, a commentary from Chris Fitzsimon, the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
Not long after the disastrous coal ash spill into the Dan River, Secretary of Environment and Natural Resources John Scavarla announced a new task force to look at how to deal with the toxic coal ash stored in 31 other ponds across the state, all of which are leaking. But for almost 3 weeks, department officials refused to release any details about the task force, who was on it, how they were chosen, and any information about the group's first meeting, which was apparently held on February 14th. The blog Coal Ash Chronicles finally received a list of the members of the group this week. They are all Diener employees. There were no minutes of meetings or summaries or schedules of meetings to come. The much-ballyhooed task force announced to calm the public concerns about the department's handoff attitude toward the coal ash problem is apparently meeting in secret. The public can't attend, and there's no record of what the task force is actually doing. The McCrory administration has a huge credibility problem when it comes to coal ash. This ill-advised backroom task force is not going to help. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.